Blog Talk Radio.
Time where it looked like nothing was coming together,
the husband has died, the head of the house has died, and then the two sons have died, leaving three women on their own in a time and a season when it was not profitable for women to be without a covering, without a man to provide, to be the answer, to be the source. And here it is, these three women are on their own, and where they once saw plenty, they're seeing lack. And so Naomi gets the word that back where they came from, back in Bethlehem, there's bread. And Bethlehem means the house of bread, which means God knows how to provide for his people, regardless of where we're at, whether it's a famine, whether it's trouble, whether it's situations or circumstances we don't know how to solve. There is a word from the Lord that will go in if we believe, if we receive it, if we get it, if we hear it and apply it to our life, that will solve and answer every single problem. She got instructions. She heard that there was bread, there was life, there was hope in Bethlehem, and she went back there. And it doesn't tell us how she got there. It doesn't say if she had enough money. It doesn't say any of those things. It just says that she decided to go back. But when she went back, that she didn't look the same as she did. She looked empty. And so when people saw her, they didn't recognize her. And what got me was this. She started out with two women, but only one of them remained. And so that lets us understand and know that everybody may not understand or agree with the place of your process. And they may not understand that process. And they may not be able to stay with you during that process. But do not give up, because the Bible lets us understand and know that God is with us always, even until the ends of the earth. He will never leave us nor forsake us. When other people walk away from us, when they don't understand, when they can't even handle the place of our making, you know that God is there, and he will not forsake you, and he will strengthen you, even as Jesus was strengthened during the time of when he was getting ready to go to the cross in Gethsemane. He was there, and he prayed unto the Father. God sent the angels to strengthen him. He knew that the cup couldn't be taken away from him, but God strengthened him so that he can endure. That means that the Lord will always allow you to have strength, because his strength is made perfect in our weakness, so that we can endure tests, so that we can endure the stand and the weight, that we can endure the thing that has happened or coming to us, whether it's grief, whether it's a pain, whether it's rejection, a disappointment, that we'll be able to endure and stand, knowing that God is faithful and he will do exactly what he said, even when it doesn't look like it. Naomi goes back not knowing how they're going to make it, not even understanding it and knowing how they're going to survive. But I know this, the Lord had a plan, and his plan was perfect. Even when they didn't understand and could see the plan was perfect. And you have to understand that. God's plan for your life is perfect, even when you can't see it, even when you don't know how it's going to come together, even when you don't see how it's going to even revolve into what he said. Know that everything is going to work for your good, and God's plan is going to manifest what God has promised. They get there, and by Ruth's just willingness to try, willingness to even engage and help, she was able to receive a Boaz that caused a promise to happen and manifest that was greater and better than what she had previously had. She was at the point in her life that she could not let go of what she had received, what she had heard, and what she had gained from her mother-in-law and her father-in-law and even her husband and her brother-in-law. She knew and it doesn't tell us exactly how long she was married, but she had learned and received enough life and truth concerning God, concerning his covenant, concerning his people, that she said, I'm not leaving you, and wherever you go, I'm going. Wherever you lie, I'm going to lie. Wherever your people are, they're going to be my people. And when you die, when my time comes, I'm dying there. She was in such a place that she knew she could not let go of not only her mother-in-law, but the connection and the life that was coming from her God, and that she understood that she was not a Jew, but she was getting what she needed, even if it was secondhand, so to speak, from her mother-in-law and from her mother-in-law's people. And doing that and having that heart, she was able to receive something that blessed not only her mother-in-law and brought her back to life, but caused her name to be in the New Testament as well, and in the lineage of what God was going to use. Your why look like him, that we don't allow anything to make us move to into a mindset, an attitude, an action, a way that is unpleasing. That like what he told Joshua, we stay the course and we stay in a place that we're not going to the left or to the right, that we take courage, that we hope in God, that we hope beyond hope like Abraham, meaning we hope beyond what the situation is, into the word, the life, the truth, and the authority of God. We hope into everything that he has said, knowing that his word will never fail, that he will not fall short of his promises or his word unto us, and that we can depend on God. We can depend on him to do exactly what he said. And when you know that, when you understand that, then you won't allow the enemy or anything else to make you move outside of God's divine will. Stay there to see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. See his saving authority, his saving grace, his saving hand. And this is what you need, and this is what we need. And you have to know that God will do exactly what he said. Don't let the enemy or anything else make you stop, make you miss what God has for you. Know that it's coming to pass. Know that it's going to come and work for your good. Know that God is in control and that he has the final say-so. Trust in him with all your might. Don't lean to your own understanding. And trust with all that is in you that God will do exactly what he said, even when it looks impossible. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Be blessed. And know that you're more than a conqueror in Jesus' name.